For many years, a great deal of the money for environmental work in California has come from voter-approved bonds. The money is given out by various state agencies to many environmental organizations. Groups working on wetland restoration projects, for example, or eradicating invasive species, and many other issues that the voters want to see addressed. But because of the state's financial crisis, much of that work has stopped. This is a brief update on that situation. This is Your Wetlands.
When the state on December 19th suddenly said you can't work on any of these bond-funded projects, it stopped most of the environmental work in the state dead in its tracks.
Caitlin Cornwall is the conservation planner for the Sonoma Ecology Center.
And this is at a time when I think the people of California really realize that the security of our future depends on the health of our environment. The whole idea of building a green economy for the future has just taken a huge hit because most of that work that was going along has just been stopped. And there's not really any end in sight either. At first when this hit, we thought that it was just another year when the legislature has a hard time passing a budget. It's much worse than that.
And I asked Caitlin if she could get us up to date on what the impact of the work stoppage is around the state.
I have been working with organizations around the state collecting stories of the impact of the stop work order. And all of the wetland acquisition and restoration around the bay, for example, is just stopped. Some of that is very time sensitive. For example, acquiring property requires a willing seller, and some of those negotiations are very delicate and have been in the works for years, in some cases decades. And to have them just suddenly stopped jeopardizes a whole project. And in many cases, that could be many, many acres of land that is now, say, an old salt pond and that was destined to become tidal marshland that would have been habitat for endangered species and would also have provided recreational opportunities. So there are a number of projects like that around the bay that are stopped. There are also a very large number of projects where local organizations are working with landowners who own land along streams where steelhead or salmon live in those streams, and the landowners are changing the way they use the land, or they're replanting along the streams to keep the streams cool and create good habitat for fish and birds, other animals, and all of those projects. And we're talking hundreds of projects like that around the state. Those are all stopped.
Caitlin and I also talked about an important effort around San Francisco Bay to eliminate an invasive species called Spartina.
And it is invading our entire coast and bay. And where it invades, it creates a monoculture that does not support other species, plant or animal. It grows in these circular patches that keep growing and growing, kind of like the blob. So there was a very focused, well-funded project to get rid of Spartina, actually just eradicate it.
And according to Caitlin, much of that work has been stopped. She says that when you work on projects like Spartina eradication, you have to keep going and going. And any delay can result in the loss of years of work and millions of dollars of public money, which could be wasted if just 1 year of treatment is missed. Now, on a positive note, the Moore Foundation has committed over $60,000 to this project, and the Bechtel and Packard Foundations are also providing much-needed funding to continue the project during a period of critical pretreatment planning. Looking forward, I ask Caitlin what solutions she sees on the horizon.
Well, there are short-term possibilities and long-term possibilities. In the long term, the process of passing California's budget is broken, really broken. I think we're one of three states in the country that requires a two-thirds majority to pass the budget. And that means that passing the budget is very easily held hostage by a very small number of legislators. And that's a problem that needs to change. Short-term, my organization, Sonoma Ecology Center, many other organizations are banding together to try to work with the agencies in Sacramento to come up with some short-term fixes. For example, in the past, when the state has been short of cash, it has issued IOUs that are honored by local banks and credit unions. And we're pressing for some kind of mechanism like that that would tide over our organizations. We are also talking about other kinds of partnerships with private banks might be able to step in and partner a bit.
My thanks to Caitlin Cornwall of the Sonoma Ecology Center. These days, we are certainly hearing a lot about the importance of infrastructure projects, both to provide jobs and to maintain the function of essential systems and services. Whether it is Spartina eradication or wetland restoration, protecting our watershed is a way to safeguard our green infrastructure and vital to the health of any community, particularly one surrounding a bay, such as San Francisco Bay. For ongoing updates on this issue, please visit sfbayjv.org. Under Wetland News, you'll see a link to answers to FAQs about the state of California's stop work order on bond-funded projects. And if you'd like to share your story with us, you can email us directly at yourwetlands@gmail.com. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more about the joint venture, you can visit their website. Again, it's sfbayjv.org. And we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. If you have a question or a comment for us, our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.